Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. And on today's show, we are going to talk about 7 non-negotiable things that we must do on every Disney vacation.
Great. And like, non-negotiable things, like, coming home?
Yeah, that's part of it, actually.
Like, I don't want to come home when I go there. That's kind of non-negotiable. I always debate whether I want to come home or not.
That's definitely on the list.
You know, you're like going to Disney when you look at, every time you go down there, you look at real estate books.
Oh my god, you really fantasize about what it's like to live in Florida.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people who move down there, like, love Disney, think that, I don't know, this is just, maybe this is just me, like, you just go to Disney every day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
You don't have to, like, work.
Nope. Make it part of your work.
Yeah, alright, sorry, I got off topic there.
So anyway, these are stuff that we just kind of came up with every time we go down. It doesn't really make our trip feel complete unless we put some of these things on our list that we have to do.
Yeah, these are just some things that, as we have like family traditions that we do every time we go down there too. So it's not just something that is something that we do, but these aren't necessarily park related either, are they?
No, they're kind of all over the place. So I'll go right into it. And this one has to do whether or not we're staying on Disney property or not. And this is visit the Grand Floridian, the lobby, to listen to jazz music. And usually it starts in the evening, and they have this beautiful lobby that really has to be seen and understood. I mean, the when you look at the Grand Floridian online, it doesn't, I mean, everyone knows the Grand Floridian is fancy and everything, but it just, there's nothing quite like actually visiting the Grand Floridian. It's so elegant. But there are, it's Disney, so there are kids. You don't have to feel like you're someplace where you can't be with your children. But
I mean, I know that they make you feel like you don't have to. I always still feel awkward in there.
That's because you're you.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't even have anything to do with the kids, just me as a person.
Anyway, in the lobby, they have a live band. They play jazz and some popular Disney music. There's just nothing like it. It's so relaxing.
This time they have the Gingerbread House, too.
That's really one of my favorite things. Like, that Gingerbread House is so cool. Yeah,
live smoke coming out of the top of it.
Best place, one of the best places for the kids to take pictures in front of that Disney. We usually try to do that right before the holidays for their Christmas photo. So, you know, that's not, it's simple. It's not like this, you know, part of our list that you actually have to spend money or you know, you can just visit the Grand Floridian. You can tour the Floridian while you're there for sure, but we love just hanging out for a little bit, not a long time, and just listening to the jazz music. The band is so fun.
Yeah, they have some really comfortable chairs and couches in there too.
Yeah, it's just, it's,
I have to say, when you first mentioned this, I think we were staying somewhere on Disney property, like, let's go to the Floridian, they have jazz music playing there, and I was like, oh boy, this sounds like no fun whatsoever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember.
But it was actually really relaxing, and you know, they have the jazz music playing and the atmosphere is not stuffy whatsoever. It's like families walking around enjoying the atmosphere. And the grounds on the Grand Floridian are really nice too. They have a lot of those poinsettia plants all over the place, and it's just a really beautiful place, especially at Christmas time, which it is right now.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
So that's a definitely. Even though I said I thought it was really going to be extremely boring in the beginning, it wasn't, and it was really enjoyable, and it's just good to go there, sit on the couch, relax. Even if you stay for 20 minutes, it's pretty good.
All right. So our next one is actually you came up with this one, and I can't believe I forgot to put it on my initial list.
I did?
Yeah.
I did.
Which is buy a Disney coffee mug.
Yeah, I don't know when this started for us, but was it the first time we went down there?
Probably. I probably was like the first time that we went down that we actually really enjoyed ourselves. I don't think it was on a vacation that, you know, we really like the first few that we really didn't know quite how to.
Yeah, I think it was the fact that I don't even think it became a tradition. I just wanted a Disney mug, drink my coffee in. And then I think what happened was we came home and every morning I just sat there miserable, drinking my coffee out of my Disney mug, thinking about Disney, I think. Like,
yeah,
I was like depressing. Oh, I gotta go to work. Here's my Disney mug. The only thing that like made me think of the Disney trip. And I was just sitting there early in the morning drinking coffee. Like, this sucks. I have to go to work.
They really have some cool mugs nowadays. Like, we have this pretty awesome collection now that I think of it. Like,
Yeah,
every
we
time
have
we go.
now we have five of us, and if our family goes with us, 11, and we all buy mugs every year. Like, why
It's
do you guys
true.
have 47 mugs coming home every time you go to Disney?
And also, because we're usually on the dining plan, we also get the dining plan mug as a souvenir.
Oh yeah, the yeah, you're right.
Plastic. It's not. I really like that as a souvenir because it's kind of, I don't know, it's useful when you bring it home too. But it's we've just got so many mugs, it's ridiculous. So
Now
anyway.
I like going there and trying to find like a funny one.
Yeah.
Like the last time I got the what they said as you're on the monorail as a mug, which I didn't find, I've never seen before. So I like that mug. So I always try to go down there and find some funny, different kind of mug that they have.
So my next one, I have two that are sort of similar, so I'm gonna have to break that up a little bit. But my next one is going to be visit Hollywood Studios. It's not quite the same unless we visit Bruce's favorite park. It's my favorite. I mean, I don't know. My favorite park. It's a tie between Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. But you know, I think especially now, a lot of people are. Avoid not avoiding, but they're afraid of all the construction that's happening, that they're not quite getting the full
I don't think
experience.
that the people are trying avoiding it. I think that it all comes back to the perception of value. So
Yeah.
the tickets aren't cheaper to go to Hollywood Studios, even though, you know, a lot of the attractions aren't open. So I think
True.
people find like maybe it's a half day park. So if you have a park hopper pass, you can go there for the little bit and then hop over to another park. But if you don't have a park hopper pass, I think the perception right now is that it's not worth going there for the whole day.
True. Yeah. I agree on that end of it. Like, that fact is the
Huh?
perception of value. Did I not? Am I not clear?
No, yeah, I got it.
I got tongue tied a little
Yeah,
bit
that's all
there.
right.
But I definitely think that the park has so much, still has so much to offer. And of course, it's going to be even more so, you know, soon. I just love the old Hollywood feel. I love that. It's the one place I feel really connected to, and this is hard for me because they're removing that attraction, but it makes me feel really connected to Walt Disney. I don't know if it has to do, well, it must has to do with the era that the park takes place in. So when you first get there, you're in the 40s. You feel, you know, that whole nostalgia of the 50s of when Walt Disney had been alive. So it's I don't know. I feel a strong connection there, and I love it. I, of course, love anything that has to do with movies.
Yeah, you like movies. That's the two things that you really like. You like movies and you like that 40s era,
Yeah.
which just has a lot of between the Great Movie Ride is that kind of era, and then obviously Hollywood Boulevard and all that stuff that goes on there, and then there is a lot of Walt Disney history there.
Definitely. And there's,
I
go
don't know
on.
if it's going to be as good now. Like if you know, obviously one man's dream is gone. The Osborne Lights. This is the last year. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on in this park that's coming up in the next, and I don't think it's going to be done till probably about 4 or 5 years from now. I think they just came out and pulled a permit for something that's going to be done in like 2018 or 2019. So it's not
Wow.
going to be done till then at least.
Yeah.
But
And
it'll be one of those parks again that when it is done, it's going to be really awesome.
yeah. Yep. Disney blog just announced that they're doing some new Star Wars experiences to be held this December. So, for instance, Star Tours, the attraction, one of my favorite attractions, is going to have a new adventure inspired by the new film.
What is it going to be? Does it say?
It doesn't say what it will be. It just says that the adventures continue, and it'll bring a brand new adventure inspired by the upcoming film Star Wars: The Force Awakens. There is a sneak peek of where the Starspeeder 1000 will be taking us, and it's got on the Disney blog website. There is a little bit of a film clip. I haven't seen it yet, but maybe we can link to it.
You know what would be cool if they let you, like, this would probably be really expensive, but they should let you buy tickets to watch the new Star Wars movie on Star Tours.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be
Imagine
pretty
sitting
cool.
in the thing with like your 3D glasses on watching Star Tours from inside the ship.
That's
It'd
amazing.
cost like $4,000 a person though.
I was just thinking that, saying what kind of a price tag would that have to have along with
That'd
it?
be so good.
Yeah, it really would. But I, you know, I'm glad to see the park sort of incorporating new things. I think that that's part of what Walt Disney was all about, that these parks would constantly be, a work in progress. And I think that's super important because it never gets old to anybody. I mean, we go so often, and every time we go, we probably go way more than the average person. And even still, we see new things each time we go. So I think that that's huge. And that's the way that they're a step ahead of anybody else that's out there.
Yeah. And you know what? It is. I mean, I know if you're taking your vacation or if it's like not everybody gets to go as many times as we do. So if you're going there once every 5 or 10 years, and this happens to be the year that you're going and you really love Hollywood Studios and everything's going to be closed, I know it could be annoying, but they're really doing it for the better.
Not everything is going to be closed. I mean, there is still a lot that they offer that you will be able to.
Well, what I mean by that is, like I said before, if you don't, like, we don't usually get the park hopper passes.
Yeah.
So if you're going down there in November and you love Hollywood Studios and you're not getting a park hopper pass, like, you really have to sit down and seriously consider if you really want to go to that park or not, because there is a lot of stuff that's not open right now.
True.
So that's true. That's what I mean by that. I don't mean like, what did I say actually?
I don't know. All I heard was we're going to be going on Tower Terror 100 times.
That's true. The line for Tower Terror, I guess, will be really long.
All right. So following up to, it's funny, I'm looking at my list and I have a few things that just follow up with each other, but this goes along with Hollywood Studios, and this is dress up. And it sounds stupid, but it really makes a huge difference in our Disney vacation. And I don't mean go screen print the same t-shirts and have everybody wear the same
tie-dye t-shirts that say.
No, I mean, I respect that. I get it. I want everyone out there to have fun. If that's what your family wants to do, great. But I really love dressing up the family. I get really into theme dressing, but I mean, it's tasteful. I don't go overboard, but I think that it brings sort of an extra special part of fun. And then when we look back at pictures, I think our pictures come out awesome.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
like seeing all of us, we did at Hollywood Studios, and I think Bruce has the picture. We have theme dressing of the 40s. And what we did was we had, all the kids dress up in comfortable outfits, but definitely put on the 40s twist on it with some head wraps and things like that.
I think we did one day at the Hollywood Studios, one year we did like a star theme. Movie star theme, or not necessarily a star theme, but the guys wore, Captain America shirts with the star on it, and then everybody kind of had star stuff.
Yeah, that's been a few years going. I love that.
I like that one too.
And cast members will always...
What?
Cast members will always like mention something to us and whatever. It's fun. I love it. I think that everyone should dress up. I understand you're in Florida. It gets hot. You want to be comfortable. You want to make sure you have comfy sneakers on, but there's ways to go around that where you can all look pretty sharp. And your pictures, when you get home and you look at your pictures, you'll thank me.
You mean like with your wife beater tank top on, you're not going to look back at that picture and be like, that's a good picture. I look so good in that one.
You're going to look really sharp and you're going to be just, it's going to be great. So following up with that, I guess this is a different turn, but my next pick, and we always have to do this, is ride around on the monorail. And I don't know who out there does this just as an experience or if they do it to, get to use it as transportation.
Obviously. You know what? It's funny you mentioned that because I was just thinking to myself that I love the monorail when I'm not going to a park. It annoys the crap out of me when I'm going to a park. I don't know why.
I think it's because you can't wait to get to your destination. So you fail to experience the moment, and it's how cool the monorail can be.
So maybe that's why you should go on the monorail when you're not going to a park. Because I know I get super annoyed when I'm on the monorail. I sound like a grumpy old man in this podcast.
Hey,
Whatever.
You said it, I didn't.
Yeah, but I feel like I get super annoyed on the monorail when we're going to different parks. But I love the monorail so much when we're just like, if we're hopping around to those three deluxe resorts and we're just going resort hopping for the day, riding the monorail is super fun to me.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's anticipation. Like, you just can't wait to get to the Magic Kingdom. You can't wait to get to Epcot. So,
and maybe it's the fact that you go the times that you might ride the monorail too. Like, when you're going to the park, you're riding it during the busy times usually because everybody's going those times. And when you do it as a just during the day for something to do, the time doesn't really matter to you.
Yeah, it's like usually an off hour that people are not necessarily going on to go to a park. I get it. Yeah. I love it. And I love, we you know, we hop on the monorail at the Polynesian and we go, we look at the Cinderella Castle. So cool to see. Then we hop off and change trains to go, get to Epcot, and you can, it takes you right through Epcot, which is so neat. And then we like doing this before we actually get to the park. So I love doing this probably my first day there or my second day there, because if we get to the resort, you know, late in the evening, probably just going to go to bed, just get settled. But the next day, we never go to the park right away. We usually take that first day and just kind of hang out and relax. And I really highly recommend that. And that's part of the anticipation. You know, we go on the monorail, you look at all the parks, and it just gets you that much more excited to when you actually get to the parks.
It's like if you have a neighbor and you have a pool and you have a fence around the pool, like the neighbor's kid always comes up to the fence and looks through the fence at your pool.
That is the weirdest analogy.
No, that's us when we get to Disney. Like, we just drive around the monorail staring at the Magic Kingdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is us.
Yeah, like, is just us. Like, we're that little kid outside the fence in the pool. Like, oh, man, I wish I had a pool.
And the feeling never changes. Like, you just get so excited every time. It never gets old. And there's just something to be said about doing this. Like, it really amplifies. I don't know. Makes the experience so much more exciting. You're right. That's a good, actually, I take that back. That's a great analogy.
Thank you. At first, I was like, what the heck? How did you not get that?
I get it. I get it.
All right.
So
what number was that?
I think it was 5.
Okay.
These are not in any specific order.
Oh, they're not?
No. These are just 7 things that are non-negotiable, and you know, I didn't make them in any certain order. Anyway, so moving on, these are similar to each other, but we have to. Let me repeat, even if you're not staying on Disney property, you must go to the Polynesian and order the Tonga toast
at
Captain Cook's. You have to do that.
Doesn't even have to be for breakfast. Actually, do they serve it not for breakfast?
No, you have to go for breakfast.
Let me rephrase that. It has to be for breakfast.
You have to try. I'm telling you, when Bruce told me this, you know, last few times we had gone, I was like, yeah, great. I'd seen it on the menu a few times. It looked good, but it looked like, I don't know, didn't look like my favorite thing that I had to order. So one time he said, no, we have to go to the, it was so delicious that when we ordered it, we like snuck to the side because we didn't want to share with the kids.
Yeah. When you first get it, you're like, hey, you got to try this. And then they try it and you like it. Then once you realize how good it is, the next time you order it, you're like, got your arms folded over your thing. Like, is anybody looking at me? You're not taking this tongue. Get away from me. I'll stab you with my fork in the eye if you come near my Tonga toast.
It is so good. What makes it so good? What is the secret? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to know because it's probably something that's not healthy for you. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm on vacation. It tastes good. I don't care what's in it. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, it is really that good. Like, it really is. I mean, I think a lot of people talk about it. It's banana stuffed. It's light. It's not too heavy. So basically what it is it's like French toast amped up Disney style. So it's banana stuffed, sour bread battered and deep fried, and then they dust it with cinnamon sugar. It's just out of this world. Like, I'm thinking about it right now, and my mouth is literally watering.
I just got something for delivery. UPS.
Can you order that? I wonder if you could. That would be.
I'm sure you could, like, have someone who's going there ship you some.
Send us some Tonga toast.
Just say it's a mug. It's really Tonga toast.
I need to have the Tonga toast, yeah. Like, right now. There's just nothing else that compares to it around here or anywhere else we've been. Just doesn't. So it's a special treat that we get, and it's non-negotiable. Like, we have to do it. And one time we were down in Walt Disney World, and somehow we missed it. Like, we had waited too long to visit the Polynesian and grab our Tonga toast for breakfast, and we happened to...
No, you know what it was? We were on a timeline. Like, we were leaving. Our plane was leaving at a certain time.
Yeah.
And I think it was, like, 3 hours before our plane left, and it was leaving at, like, 11 or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're like, hey, let's go for breakfast. Let's just get up, go to the Polynesian, eat some Tonga toast, and then we'll head to the airport. And there just happened to be a running race going on that day.
Yeah.
So we couldn't even get in. The traffic was, like, so backed up. So by the time we got through the traffic and to the Polynesian, we just didn't have any time, and I was so bummed.
Yeah, I think they actually closed the Polynesian parking lot for guests only.
Yeah, it was for guests only because they were doing a race out of there.
Yeah, usually you can go, you show a form of ID, and you can say, you know, you wanted to go visit the resort and try some of their dining options, and they're they allow it. You know, you do have to have a driver's license with you, or if you're at another resort in Disney property, you would show your magic band and they let you in. But yeah, this was such a bummer. We were literally saving the best for last. We're like,
That
our
was the
last
last time we were there
day.
too. I was so bummed.
That really stunk. Yeah. So anyway, if you guys are out there and listening, if anybody's at the resort now or thinking, please just tell us what you think.
No,
Order
hey,
it.
take a picture of your Tonga toast and like give it a thumbs up to us.
Yeah,
Just an
please.
email info@unlockingthemagic or hit us on Twitter at WW Unlock Magic. Show us a picture. If you've had the Tonga toast or you're having the Tonga toast, take a picture of yourself and send it to us. I'd love to see that. Put it on the website.
Or take some home for us.
Yeah, do that too. Our express it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So I think that was number six. So for my last one, I didn't mean to make it a Polynesian theme, but here it is. And the last one is going to be ordering some drinks. Doesn't have to be alcoholic beverages. Just grab some drinks, even Shirley Temples for the kids, and head over to the beach at the Polynesian around 8 o'clock to watch the fireworks show. And I absolutely, this is a non-negotiable thing that I must do. I don't care if you're staying on Disney property, on off Disney property, there's nothing like the view of the fireworks from the Polynesian beach. And it's just a must do. That's simply said. I don't know what else to say. But you know, obviously you want to check the Magic Kingdom times for the fireworks schedule. They're usually every evening, but you know, obviously weather permitting and stuff like that. Nor I can't imagine you wanting to go to the beach if it's raining. But hey,
No.
yeah, I never
No,
know.
well, hey, listen, you're on vacation. If you want to see the fireworks, throw an umbrella out. I don't even know if they put it on the fireworks if it's raining, do they?
Did you not just hear what I said?
Oh, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Oh my gosh, forget
You just mention that?
it.
I was totally looking something up.
What were you
I
looking up?
was just looking up information about what we were talking about.
Oh,
I was actually ordering Tonga toast from someone who's in.
I was just thinking like you were on Twitter and you're like communicating with someone right now. So yeah, so that would have to be one of my non-negotiable things I must do. Don't you agree? I mean, the kids will have so much
Yeah.
fun. Get them a Shirley Temple.
Our first year we stayed at the Polynesian, they weren't doing those the resort, what are those called? The bungalows?
Oh,
They
right.
weren't doing the bungalows. And I remember getting a cone of coffee with the kids. They got them a hot chocolate. And there used to be like a hill that went up there, like a little mound. And there was a couple of palm trees. And me and the girls, and you were with us, obviously. Girls, I mean you're included in that. Sat on top of the hill watching the fireworks with our coffee and the hot chocolate. It was like the best experience ever. They were like, I think they were like 3 and 4. I don't think we had our youngest yet. And it was awesome.
Well, before the fireworks that happened, first of all, once you see fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, you will ne it will never be the same for you. Like now, 4th of July for us, like we go and see these fireworks and they're nice, but nothing compares to them in Disney World. But before the actual fireworks from the Magic Kingdom, there's actually on Seven Seas Lagoon, they have a cute little, it's called the Electrical Water Pageant, and basically it's a little light show that goes around all around the resorts that are on Seven Seas Lagoon, and it's so adorable. The music is loud, and after probably, I don't know, after it gets to the Polynesian and continues, you kind of get sick of the music, but it's really cool. The kids really love it, and it's at night, and it just glows on the lagoon.
Yeah,
So
it is. That's a good show to watch on the beach. It can be a little chilly on the beach, so bring a sweatshirt or get a hot coffee or bring a blanket or something.
yeah, it does get chilly. I feel like it gets more chilly there than anywhere
It's because the
else.
breeze from the water, like there's no blockage of the wind, it just kind of comes in.
Yeah.
So it's always a little breeze. So even at night, even though it's August or whatever month you're in, it still gets a little chilly there. So just make sure you bring a blanket or a sweatshirt.
Right, yeah. But definitely a must do. I think that anyone out there, if you're listening, I think that it's definitely something you have to incorporate. Again, like I said, if you're staying at the Polynesian, even better.
Yes.
You don't you it's part of your, you know, you don't have to walk very far to see this or drive anywhere, but it's definitely something that I think I would must do. And if you're not renting a car, I mean, a lot of these things I talk about too,
What?
and
If
well,
you're, this is episode number 29. If you've gotten this far, you're renting a car.
I just If you're not renting a car, you can always go to the transfer station with Disney Transportation and walk to the Polynesian. It's like a 5 minute walk through the Polynesian, and at the Polynesian at night, it's absolutely gorgeous. The tiki torches are lit up. You might even get a glimpse of there's a fire show that's held at the lobby. So you're in for a special treat, and don't be afraid if you don't have a vehicle. Bruce, cover your ears. If you did not rent a car, you can still get there.
Totally.
So that's going to wrap it up.
All right, that was a good episode.
A
I
list.
enjoyed that one.
You enjoyed that one. I'm glad to have you.
I'm glad for the 3 quarters I was paying attention.
As usual,
I
I didn't expect anything less.
did a poll on Twitter today for our next podcast. So this one's going to be coming out, I think, on Thursday. And our next one's going to be Monday or Tuesday of next week. So I did a poll on Twitter, and these are the two options for our next episode. You want to do that?
Did you consult me?
No, I'm mentioning it to you right now. Should I mention it?
Yeah, go
All
ahead.
right. So the two options for our, I want the audience to pick our next episode. So the two options were best photo spots, so the best places that we find to take photos in Walt Disney, and that can be anywhere, any resort or any park, the ones that we find are the best places to take photos, or we can do kind of like an unlocking of the Grand Floridian, talk a little bit about the history of our experience visiting there. And I want the audience to pick our next episode. What do you think of that?
I love it. Which one would be your pick?
My pick is whichever they pick. I
Oh,
like, we're gonna do them both. It's just which one we do next.
got it.
You know, I want to do the shows that they want to hear.
That's awesome. I
So
like that.
shoot us an email, info at unlocking the magic. Your two choices are just say Grand Floridian or photos. Those are your two choices. And that'll be an episode that we do next week. Also, I promise we'll get to some questions on those. On that episode as well. We've gotten a few questions that we promised we would get out, and we haven't gotten a chance to do that yet.
So I think that's definitely something that I'd be interested in. I definitely want to review the Floridian. I love giving any kind of history, but the photo ops sound really cool too, because we've found a lot of places that, maybe you out there haven't thought of that you would want to think of as your places to take some cool pics.
Yeah,
So
send us some of yours too if you have any that you have special place that you take photos every year. We want to see them or hear about them.
And don't forget my ultimate packing list. I know I keep talking about it, but anybody out there has anything to add on there, please let me know. Make sure you grab that list. It's awesome. You print it and keep it handy. Make a couple of copies. Have one for your kids somewhere so they can kind of do their own packing and feel like they're involved in the planning of your vacation. And then have a main list so that you make sure that you have everything you need to have the best experience.
Yeah, just go to unlockingthemagic.com. You'll see the form on the side that says Ultimate Packing List. You can just download that. You don't even have to print it. You just keep it on your phone in your pocket.
Perfect, even better.
Yeah. So go check that out. That's unlockingthemagic.com. Also, if you give us a review on Twitter, we've gotten a lot of reviews lately, and I appreciate every single one. They're awesome. I love hearing what you guys think of the show. It actually makes our day when every time someone on Twitter or Facebook or in an email sends us something that says they are enjoying the show and they like it. Makes my day. I know Connie gets excited every time. I don't show her as much because she gets overly excited and it kind of makes me feel a little bit awkward.
I get sorry, we'll be like in a random place.
Yeah. So I usually show her those when we're home because if we're out, it's weird.
Thank.
But we do, yeah. But we do like hearing that. So keep it up. Keep coming. Keep those comments coming. We love it.
Awesome.
Head over to, I think that's it. I'm not going to say anymore. Whatever. That's
I'm
it.
sure everybody out there is happy about
Yeah,
that.
show's over. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.